take your seats. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, representatives of the civil society, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to our beautiful room this morning. And hereby open the third meeting of the 11th session of the Forum on Minority Issues. It is my honor to welcome you again. I hope you had a good night, you had left reflections of what you heard yesterday. And to make you feel even better, we display the beautiful blue sky over us. So you have a feeling that you are actually getting some air and some nature in this room. So before we start the discussion, and then under agenda item 4, which will focus on ensuring the right to a nationality for persons belonging to minorities through facilitation of birth registration, naturalization, and citizenship for stateless minorities, I would like to take this opportunity again, if you allow me, to recall some important points for the smooth running of this session. So I will open the list of speakers before giving the floor to the moderator of the third panel of this session under agenda item 4. Now, the good news is, if you had registered yesterday for agenda item 2 and you didn't get the floor, you will be given the floor today, right when we start with the agenda discussion. So don't worry if you had signed up for agenda item 2. We had quite a few members who could not speak. You will be given priority, and when we start with this agenda discussion, you will be the first on the list. So you don't have to sign up for that again. But if you want to speak newly on this agenda item 4, then you have to again raise your nameplate or your hand, and the staff working for the secretariat will come to you to collect your name and bring it to us. Please make sure you register your name with the secretariat. And after the moderator concludes the discussion with the panelists, I get back the floor and I will open the floor for statements. We ask all of you again cordially to contribute constructively to the discussions, allowing the themes addressed in the agenda of the forum, which will help the special rapporteur to prepare his documents and his recommendations emanating from this forum. And please note that all interventions and statements should focus and be relevant to this particular agenda item. And I would prefer to avoid interrupting the speakers. So I do ask to respect this wish coming from us. I would also like to encourage all of you not to read from advanced papers if possible, and to provide concrete recommendations. If you can, please also address specific questions to the panelists in order to stimulate a dynamic and interactive discussion. I count on your cooperation and to that end. If you have statements, please get them ready when the secretariat approaches you, and we encourage all statements to be given to the secretariat as soon as possible or to be sent electronically to the mail address. And again, I say it slowly, it's minorityforum@ohchr.org. Participants and those following the forum through webcast are invited to join the discussions and ask questions to the panelists on Twitter by using the hashtag #UNMinoritiesForum. And again, please remember that we have many participants from all over the world and only 2 days dedicated to our discussion. So we know that many of you wishing to take the floor yesterday didn't have the opportunity to do so. So now this is why we are trying to make sure that you are priority and you will get the floor today. We will also try to ensure in the course of today geographical and gender balance for the registered speakers. And again, the speaking time is 2 minutes because we have so much interest coming from you, which is a good sign. Again, please remember that we need to show respect for each other's views and invite all of you to exercise decorum, avoid abusive or disrespectful language, derogatory and inflammatory remarks, respect UN core values and principles, and please do uphold UN standards when you refer to countries and territories. If need be, as you could see it yesterday, there will be time allocated to member states at the end of each discussion for exercising their right of reply if they wish to do so. And again, according to UN rules, the use of photography and any other form of recording equipment is not permitted in this room, except by properly accredited members of the media. I would be really grateful if you can comply with this request. Again, we have side events today, three of them in room 21, 23, and 24 between 1 and 3 p.m. Please do go and contribute actively. These are really important side events. And now I declare the list of speakers open for agenda item 4. Again, if you had signed up for agenda item 2, you are already on the list. No worries, we'll take you. And now it is my pleasure to introduce the moderator of our third panel. He's not new. You saw him yesterday here. He spoke very eloquently as a panelist, but now he's a moderator. And Mr. Amal De Chikara is the co-founder and co-director of the Institute on Statelessness and Inclusion. He leads the Institute's human rights advocacy program and its work on statelessness and discrimination. And he was also one of the co-founders of the European Network on Statelessness and is a founding member of Stages, a Sri Lankan theater group. So, Mr. Chikara, the floor is yours.